The government has set an ambitious target for petroleum levy, PL, on petroleum products for the next fiscal year, which would result in denying consumers relief despite a reduction in international oil prices. The Economic Coordination Committee, ECC, recently increased the maximum cap of petroleum levy to 90 rupees per liter. Keeping in view the higher limit of the petroleum levy, the government has decided to increase the revenue collection target on account of PL on petroleum products. According to budget documents, the government has raised the petroleum levy collection target by 26% for the next fiscal year. The government has set a petroleum levy collection target of 1,468.395 billion rupees for the upcoming fiscal year. This represents a substantial rise of 307.395 billion rupees compared to the current revised estimates of 1,161 billion rupees for the ongoing fiscal year. It is also considerably higher than the original budgeted PL target of 1,281 billion rupees for the outgoing fiscal year 2024-25. The PL revenue has been given high priority by successive federal governments as it is not part of the Federal Divisible Pool, FDP, that must be shared with the provinces under the National Finance Commission, NFC, formula. This is why the government has increased the rate of petroleum levy on petroleum products while maintaining a zero rate of general sales tax, thereby depriving the provinces of revenue collection. A budgeted target of 105 billion rupees has been set through the imposition of a levy on off-the-grid, captive power plants, for the next fiscal year. The National Assembly passed the Off-the-Grid, Captive Power Plants, Levy Bill, 2025. This levy will initially be 5%, increasing to 10% by July 2025, 15% by February 2026, and 20% by August 2026. The government has also proposed to increase the Gas Infrastructure Development CESS, GIDC, collection to 2.4 billion rupees for the next fiscal year, up from the revised current estimate of 1 billion rupees. The GIDC was originally budgeted at 2.5 billion rupees for the current fiscal year. The previous Pakistan People's Party, PPP, government imposed this CESS to generate revenue meant for building mega oil and gas pipelines. However, the textile industry and other industrial barons obtained stay orders, and the issue was taken up by the Supreme Court of Pakistan during the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, government. In June 2020, the Supreme Court of Pakistan ruled that various sectors of the economy must clear outstanding GIDC payments worth 407 billion rupees in installments, but the government failed to receive payments due to industries obtaining stay orders again. Natural Gas Development Surcharge, GDS, the difference between the prescribed and sale price of gas that goes to provinces, has also been projected to bring 49.437 billion rupees in revenue next year against the original budgeted 25.618 billion rupees and revised 48 billion rupees in the outgoing fiscal year.